It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show, the last show before Christmas and the holiday season is underway. This morning's show is, well, it's going to be a little different because, first of all, I am calling you from Idaho in a blizzard. Well, it's going to be a blizzard right now. It's just driving snow. And I have as my guest Matt Conley, who I've had on the air. It's been a while. Matt is the former head of Ducks Unlimited, former head of the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, former head of the Bonefish Tarpon Trust. I'm not sure there's anything that Matt hasn't run. He's one of America's great conservation leaders, and we've been out west filming a television show on duck hunting, and as sometimes happens, the weather's too good to come home. So, Matt, thanks for being with me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie. It's a treat to be here with you, and as you both, or as we both know, there's a certain satisfaction for sportsmen to be out in the elements, and today it's very obliging. We're in the elements and surrounded by lots and lots of wonderful habitat and waterfowl.
So, it's Matt, I know there's not going to be a white Christmas for those of us in Chicago, and I'll be getting there very soon. But out west, we've had an epic few days of weather and wind and snow and sun, and probably seen as many ducks as either you and I have ever seen in our lives making a television show, but that's not what I want to talk to you about this morning. I guess I'd like to talk to you, Matt, first and foremost, about the future of conservation and your views on the totality of what conservation is about. And the Great Outdoors Show, running now in its 41st year, it's been the leader in America in talking about the outdoors, not only about specifics, but also the spirit of the outdoors. So, for someone who spent their life leading the conservation community, when you think of conservation, what do you sort of think about?
Well, the first thing I think about when I think of conservation is personal responsibility. That's where it starts, and personal responsibility for anyone who loves the outdoors isn't just that you don't litter and you don't leave things in the wild behind. You think of public policy, and you think of prudent policy, and you think of science-based conservation programs, and you think of how are they funded, and how are they administered, and you think of what kind of legacy you're leaving behind, not just for your loved ones, but for America in general, because the environment that is special for anyone who's a sportsman is an environment that means that we have a viable nation that is a healthy nation and is one that's spiritually healthy. And I just think it starts with you yourself.
Well, speaking of me myself, that puts a lot on me, Matt. But I also think, you know, when you and I get together, we've been fortunate, and for those of you listening, you know that Matt Conley's really traveled the world as a pioneer of conservation, but also as a great sporting figure. And Matt, I think that as we enter a new year and a presidential election cycle that's likely to be very different, there's one thing I don't think that will be different, and that is that people, those candidates, will not talk about the really important issues to the future of hunting and fishing in America and land management. They're going to talk about climate change and global warming, and they're going to talk about regulation and offshore oil, and they're going to talk about the BP oil spill. Why don't they talk about the things that fund and fuel outdoor recreation and hunting and fishing?
That's an excellent point, Charlie. And you know, it seems as though what happens is individuals and institutions get a hold of an issue and they beat it into the ground. We saw this happen not too long ago, when you and I were involved in some other programs, Charlie, in Washington, and there was all kinds of outcry about the Arctic drilling and ANWR, and there was so much attention facing the public with all the cacophony an outcry about it, that it took all the air out of the room. And I fear that certain things have a tendency of doing that, when in fact we have laws, we have programs, we have agencies that are set up to deal with clean air, clean water, wetlands, wildlife, and it really is about making sure that we hold people and our public officials accountable for having the right administrators of programs and having the adequate funding to implement programs. I mean, we always seem to go through the same rigmarole of putting together some kind of a commission or study group and coming up with new proposals that suddenly get involved in tug-of-wars back and forth, and we neglect that we have a Clean Water Act, we have a Clean Air Act, we have Wetland Protection Acts, and they're just waiting to be implemented appropriately, and the results will be a net for a much better America, rather than going through all of the debate and agony that we seem to almost, in some hands, enjoy.
I don't think we enjoy it really, Matt, but we're visiting with Matt Connolly, who's really a conservation professional with a long legacy, and I don't say that because you're long in the tooth, Matt, a long legacy of leadership in the conservation world. Before we take a break, Matt, and talk about maybe some of the great places in the world you've been, what I'd love to do is ask you, you've been in the White House through administrations for 35 or 40 years now, and you've seen things come and go. At the end of the day, is the sportsman's and sportswomen's influence in America today as powerful as it was, say, in the 1970s and early 80s when you first became involved, or are we really diminished in our ability of getting things done?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think that the resonance and the traction that our voice has diminished some, and it isn't really necessary. I think that part of what has weakened the strength of our voice in public offices around the nation is that we oftentimes become divisive amongst ourselves, and there needs to be more unanimity and joining together to convey to public officials the things that are important to us. And as I said, in large part, those tools and programs already exist. It just simply has to be that we see them implemented and funded in the way that they were originally intended to be, and hold people accountable to having achieved goals and objectives that are measured and each year monitored to make sure that we're getting the efficient returns on our investments.
Well, thanks, Matt. We'll be back in the Great Outdoors Show in just a moment. And, Matt, I'm going to ask you to think about a few places in the world where you've been hunting and fishing that really is special, either special because of what you were able to shoot or catch, or special just simply because you were there. And all of you, I hope that you have a very special holiday season coming up. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from your Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
It's a winter wonderland, and it's your playground if you have the right equipment. Well, the 2015 Chevy Silverado is the key to a winter full of activity. With 12,000 pounds of towing capacity, Silverado can tow your snowmobiles anywhere you want to go. Hunting, ice fishing, Silverado gets 24 miles per gallon on the highway. And if you're hunting for a new truck, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer. They have leasing experts who can get you more Chevy for less money with the big fix lease. Chevy Silverado is the first and only pickup to offer 4G LTE Wi-Fi that keeps you connected on the go. It's the longest lasting, most dependable pickup on the road, and that makes it the best choice you can make for off the road. Throw in a 2-year, 24,000-mile free schedule maintenance, and you've got yourself an all-American camping partnership made in heaven. Ask about the Big Fix lease at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. Track it down. And oh, by the way, there's no limit.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and I'm visiting with Matt Conley, who I've known for a long time, and he's been a leader in the conservation industry for decades. So we, Matt, we talked a little bit about policy and why it is that we just can't seem to get presidential candidates to talk about the things that really matter to people who hunt and fish, other than maybe the Clean Water Act, if they even talk about that. And he talks about all the legislation that's in place that we seem to ignore in our pursuit of new legislation. I thought I'd change gears with you a little bit, Matt. You really have traveled the world, both with a fishing rod in your hand and a shotgun in your hand. And maybe, Matt, you want to talk just a little bit about if someone's sitting at home and they're dreaming and it's raining in Chicago. Of course, we're heavy snow where we're calling from this morning. But if someone were to say, I'd like to give myself a great present, or better yet, I'd like my wife to give me a great present for Christmas or the holidays, what are some of the great presents that you've had in your life?
Everybody's tastes and likes are different. To me, the blessings I've had of being able to travel and visit different continents, see some of the great lifeless things in the world for a sportsman and for a conservationist have been really incredible. But that it's the simple things that really touch me. This morning, we were in a duck blind, and we've traveled your property, Charlie, and the thing that has really heartened and excited me most is it's the most ducks I've never shot, and that's truly important to me, to see just throngs and throngs of mallards in so many different places, healthy, vibrant-looking flocks and populations of mallards. Similarly, the simple things, I love to fly fish, but the thing that makes me the happiest and the place I love most is to be with some close friends of mine in Mississippi in the springtime when the brim are on the beds and you can smell that and there's jasmine in the air and the nuthatches and the titmice and the thornotory warblers and all these birds are singing their symphony in the emerald forest. It's simple, but it's pure, and it's the people I'm with and it's the places I'm at that give it so much vibrancy, and it's such a wonderment to me. And as I've grown older, being able to experience these things with my granddaughter and grandsons, it's the kind of stuff that really counts. But there has to be those places, and there has to be those species that are healthy and are in populations that are sustainable and are there because of science-based conservation programs. That, to me, Charlie, is what really excites me, as is this view you're about to show me.
So, we actually, as I said at the top of the show, this is a different show because we're trapped in a snowstorm in Idaho. And we are, if you can close your eyes for a moment, if you're listening, envision being on the precipice of about a 1,000-foot cliff with the Snake River sprawling below you in a sleet snowstorm and volcanic outcroppings just jutting out through the fog and snow and ducks in our midst and snow on the ground. It's quite something. It's a show. I guess it's a setting for a show, Matt, that I really never thought that I would do, and it comes about because, of course, Mother Nature decided that we should spend some extra time in the outdoors. So I think, Matt, are special places, and we all have them. And maybe the message that I think about the most is that we need the time. We're in such a hurry in life to do so many things. When do we take the time? And I always do a show in the summer, in the heat of August, under the shade tree, where, although I'm sitting in the air-conditioning WGN studio, I talk about what it's like to sit under the shade tree and just think about summer and kids and, in your case, grandkids. And I think as we move into the holiday season, it's probably the most hectic time of the year. Actually, there are more heart attacks at Christmas and holiday season than any other time of the year because people are so stressed out. And we don't take the time to think about special places or to dream about special places. So you talked about the brim being on the beds in Mississippi. You've been bone fishing and tarpon fishing now in a number of places. Will you take a moment to talk about maybe your most special place in the tropics where you've been able to put a fly in your hand, and we got a couple minutes left, and talk about what it's like to really be an adventurous, because you have been.
Yes, I do love to fish the flats, Charlie. And whether the flats are in the Florida Keys or the Bahamas or Belize or Mexico, it really doesn't make any difference to me. But, you know, we have a tendency to look at a plane of water as sort of one-dimensional. But if you look around you when you're on the flats, it's really a wild place that's a place of all kinds of predation, all kinds of different organisms. Wow. As I'm saying this, we're having an eagle soar in front of us. And those same sorts of things happen in the flats with barracuda. I am fortunate enough to be going to a place in a few weeks in Belize, Turner Flats Atoll. That's a wonderful place off the coast of Belize that people not only get the fish, but people are working hard to conserve and make sure that it doesn't get disrupted and have its integrity violated in any way. It's an important area for bonefish, tarpon, and permit, but also is an area that has great blue holes off of it that bring together congregations of fish species that are unique and wonderful places to dive. I like these places because they're so quiet and peaceful, and when you fish the flats as a wading angler, you almost begin to replicate the fishing style of a great blue heron. It's a great experience. It's something that's so relaxing.
Well, relaxing and Christmas and the holidays should be what it's all about. And honestly, as we are winding this show down, we are watching a bald eagle in the snow soar above 1,000-foot cliffs with us sitting literally on the precipice looking at it. And so to all of you, I hope you have a wonderful and most merry Christmas and a most fabulous holiday season. I'll be back next Sunday morning with what I do every year, the last show of the year. I talk about what we want to do in this case, 2016. What are our New Year's resolutions? Matt Conley, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for being with us. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Charlie Potter in the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.